ПС.
Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, the unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thy heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
Mr. Speaker,
honourable members, I move that we suspend SO 52 to commend the business of the House.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honourable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO 52 be suspended so that the business of the House may commence, it being past 10. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings, Friday, November 2000.
Honorable members, the votes and proceedings, page 1. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. There have been no corrections or amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the votes and proceedings for Friday, 3rd November 2017? Any seconder? Any seconder? That be moved and seconded that the vote and proceedings for Friday, 3rd November be adopted. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Friday, 3rd November 2016. Laying
of papers. A. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
Arrow Bokari gone.
Mr. Speaker.
Minister Arrow Bokari, you are in Parliament.
Mr. Speaker.
Listen. Listen. You are in Parliament. You must be prepared to be thin-skinned to such things. Because this is Parliament. Aro Bokari, proceed.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I wish to lay on the table the government white paper on the report of the Constitutional Review Committee on the review of the Constitution of Sierra Leone 1991, Sierra Leone Gazette Extraordinary, Volume CXL, VII number 79. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I wish to lay on the table nomination fees of the presidential candidates, honorary members of parliament, paramount chief members of parliament, members of local councils, and village headmen. The Public Elections Act 2012.
No, complete what is on the paper.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I wish to lay on the table nomination fees of presidential candidates, ordinary members of parliament, paramount chief members of parliament, members of local councils, and village headman order 2017. The Public Elections Act 2012, Act number 4 of 2012, statutory instrument number 156 of 2017. Mr. Speaker, honorable members of parliament, I wish to lay on the table the legal practitioners practicing certificate temporary registration and enrollment rules 2017, the Legal Practitioners Act 2000, Act number 15 of 2000, statutory instrument number 158 of 2017. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker and members of Parliament.
B, the Minister of Fisheries and Marine Resources.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table of this honorable house the following document, the Fisheries Fees Regulations 2017 on this as statutory instrument, volume CXL V11.
No, madam, sorry, you begin again, you've left out something.
We are doing one. We are not doing the Fisheries Management and Development Act today.
Please give her the
So it's only the Fisheries Fees Regulations 2017 and not the Fisheries Management and Development Act. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table of this honorable house the following documents. Statutory instrument number 157 of 2017, the Fisheries Management and Development Act 1994, Act number 19 of 1994, the Fisheries Fees Regulations 2017.
Is it 1994 or 1991?
C, the Minister of Energy.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the House, I wish to lay on the table of this Parliament the implementation agreement relating to the Bombona Phase 2 project between the Government of the Republic of Sierra Leone and Celi Hydropower Limited as the company, and Jules Bumbuna Holdings Limited and Energy Services Company Limited as the shareholders, dated 4th August 2017, accompanied by the power purchase agreement and the side letter suspension of liabilities upon ratification. Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
The Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
No. Mr. Speaker, sir, honorable members, I'm laying before this House this morning the Public Financial Management Regulation 2017, the Public Financial Management Act 2016, Statutory Instrument Number 159 of 2017. I thank you.
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service. Proposer, Honorable Leonard S. Fofana. Seconder, Honorable Komba E. Kodoyoma.
Right, Honorable Speaker. Honorable members, the 11th report of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service on parliamentary vetting of presidential nominations. Introduction 1. The right Honorable Speaker, honorable members, the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service met on Wednesday, 22nd November 2017. And interviewed 5 presidential nominees for appointments as follows. 1. 2 members, National Drug Law Enforcement Agency Advisory Council. 2. Member, Board of Directors, Bank of Sierra Leone. 3. Ex-official member, Independent Media Commission. 4. Board member, Guma Valley Water Company. 5. Board member, Electricity and Water Regulatory Commission. 2. Procedure. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the committee maintains strict consistency to its established rules of procedure. Probing questions put to the nominees covered wide-ranging issues relating to their educational background so as to ensure that they have the relevant education and the necessary backup experience to man such important offices of state. Further questions put to the nominees covered issues pertaining to their track records in other pertinent work situations, declared assets, tax obligations, and their visions for a nationally productive tenure. Issues of unsuitability or otherwise were also closely looked into by the committee. 3. 13th sitting of the committee held on Wednesday, 22nd November 2017. 3-1. The following nominees were interviewed on oath. Dr. Simeon Owies Koroma. Dr. Simeon Owies Koroma, proposed member, National Drug Enforcement Agency Advisory Council. Dr. Simeon Owies Koroma is a qualified and internationally renowned medical practitioner and the only forensic pathologist in Sierra Leone. He is also licensed to practice in both the United Kingdom and the Gambia as of now. Presently, Dr. Simeonu Wiskuruma is on contract employment with the Liberian government as a forensic pathologist. Dr. Simeonu Wiskuruma is a recipient of the National Award of the Order of the Grand Commander of the Order of the Rocker, GCOR 207, for exemplary and meritorious service in the field of medicine. Asked to profile possible solutions that would ameliorate the proliferation of drug abuse in this country, Dr. Simeon Wiskuruma said that, and I quote, "I am very much of a with the situation since I do all the autopsies on death resulting from drug abuse related cases. I know the networks from Susans Bay to Calabar Town, including all the drug lords and cartels. If we can tighten up our porous borders and bring to book drug smugglers and traders in the country, it will either stem out or limit the intake of drugs by our youths. I believe I was specifically nominated by His Excellency the President, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, to help ameliorate the proliferation of drug intake by our youths." Quotation closes, he said. On the enforcement of the National Drug Control Act, Dr. Simeonu Wiskuruma said, and I quote, "You will agree with me that all of us have a national duty to ensure the successful implementation of the act by either reporting or prosecuting anyone caught in the smuggling, trading, and illegal use of drugs to the appropriate authorities. Reacting to further questions on time management, considering his busy schedule as a pathologist, Dr. Simeon Wiskuruma said, and I quote, "I will schedule my time to ensure that all my official duties are performed diligently and efficiently." Quotation closes. Two, Mr. David Hubner Betting. Mr. David Hubner Betting, proposed member, Board of Directors, Bank of Sierra Leone. Mr. David Hubner Betting is a chartered accountant and public financial management
consultant.
Mr. Leader,
is that not Betting?
Betting.
Betting.
David Hubner Betting is a chartered accountant and public financial management consultant with over 30 years' experience. He is currently the managing partner of the David Betting Accounting Firm. He has previously served in the Bank of Sierra Leone as executive officer and director of finance and administration in the Broad Maintenance Fund Administration, respectively. Responding to the committee on his function as a board member of the Bank of Sierra Leone, if approved by the House, Mr. David Betting said, and I quote, "As board members, we are supposed to approve the budget of the bank and provide policy guidelines for its smooth operations. The board is also responsible for determining the quantum of money issued by the bank. Finally, the board supervises the internal operations of the bank." Quotation closes. Answering further questions on what advice he would prefer to improve on the current exchange rate, Mr. David Betting replied that, and I quote, "In order for the bank to improve on the present exchange rate, there is a strong need to improve on our agricultural productivity for export, especially for items like coffee, cocoa, and cashew nuts. By the same token, we should reduce, as Sierra Leoneans, our need for imported rice, replacing same with locally grown rice." Quotation closes. Three, Colonel retired Edmund Nathaniel Taylor. Colonel retired Edmund Nathaniel Taylor, proposed member, National Drug Law Enforcement Agency Advisory Council. Colonel retired Edmund Taylor had an exciting and meritorious service in the Republic of Sierra Leone Armed Forces, RSLAF, from 2006 to 2008. Colonel retired Edmund Taylor served at the peak of his military career as Director of Training, Education, and Recruitment at the Ministry of Defense, and later as commander of the 4th Infantry Brigade with battalions in Kabbala, Makene, and Kono under his command. He is currently assisting with Josetville Trading and Construction Enterprises as administrative officer. Responding to the committee's inquiry on what he would offer on the advisory council, Colonel Retired Montello informed the committee that, and I quote, "I intend to do a lot of research on drug users and cartels and review such information to the council for appropriate action," he said. Colonel Retired Montello, can you please insert that? Further told the committee that, quote, "I believe the National Drug Control Act needs to be revisited to make it more potent and robust. The agency responsible for the implementation of the act must also be given adequate resources to execute its duties. I believe this will help break the drug production and the distribution network, thereby reducing drug abuse by our youths." Would you please delete the word here? He said. Four, Mr. Mustafa Sisse. Mr. Mustafa Sisse, proposed ex-official member, Independent Media Commission. Mr. Mustafa Sisse is a media practitioner with a strong public relations background. From February 2015 to August 2016, Mr. Sisse served as the communications officer of the United Nations Population Fund. He also served as National Secretary General for the Australian Association of Journalists, SLAJ, from 2008 to 2010. He is currently working as a private media practitioner and business consultant. Answering to a question on the independence of the commission, Mr. Mustafa Sisse said, and I quote, "The independence of the commission is provided for in the act itself. The Australian Association of Journalists, SLAJ, and other media houses are ensuring that the commission operates independently of other controls in the conduct of its official functions." Quotation closes. Responding to questions on the excesses of the media, Mr. Mustafa Sisse said that, in terms of the excesses, he was most interested in ensuring that journalists practice freely within the limits of the law. Quote, "The issues, however, of underpaying journalists and the failure of media houses to renew their annual licenses are excesses that cannot be tolerated. I have recommended to the Independent Media Commission to strengthen its monitoring capacity so as to ensure that punitive measures are taken against defaulters," he said. Five, Engineer Festus Oba Jones. Engineer Festus Oba Jones, proposed board member, Guma Valley Water Company. Engineer Festus Oba Jones is a certified road safety professional and civil engineer of the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents in the United Kingdom. He has, to his credit, over 35 years of work experience in various aspects of civil engineering, program coordination, highway design and supervision, environmental impact and road safety assessment in the United Kingdom and Africa. Engineer Oba Jones is currently the Chief Engineer and Procurement Manager, TechSalt & Company Limited. Responding to inquiry questions on what new ideas he will be bringing to the board if approved by the House, Engineer Festus Oba Jones promised to ensure compliance with the provisions of Section 61 of the Guma Valley Water Company Act, which gives autonomy and power to the company to enforce regulations relating to fraudulently accessing the water provided by the company. asked to give an opinion on how to make the Guma Valley Water Company an efficient and a sustainable water supply entity, Engineer Festus Jones said, opined that, and I quote, "For Guma Valley to succeed, all stakeholders, the public consumers, and the board have to know and ensure that for Guma to supply water on a sustainable basis, consumers have to regularly pay their water rate." Hence, Engineer Festus Jones promised to reintroduce a system that keeps detailed information of every household, government offices, public and private enterprises connection status in the archives of the Guma Valley Water Company. He also suggested that water pipes be submerged at least 2 meters below the ground. That, he said, will help to address and stop, and illegal connections, breakages, and wastage. Fourth sitting of the 14th sitting of the committee held on Monday, 27th November 2017. The following nominee was interviewed on oath: Mr. Leslie R. Thomas, Mr. Leslie R. Thomas, proposed member, Australian Electricity and Water Regulatory Commission. Mr. Leslie Thomas is a certified member of the Institute of Chartered Secretaries and Administrators of the United Kingdom, with a wealth of work experience in several institutions in Sierra Leone and abroad. He is currently the Executive Secretary, Sierra Leone Employers Federation, 2013 to date. He had previously served as Corporate Secretary and Human Resources Manager, Guma Valley Water Company, 2004 to 2013. Reacting to the committee's inquiries on what he will be taking to the Sierra Leone Electricity and Water Regulatory Commission, Mr. Leslie Thomas said, and I quote, "I have had a wealth of experience serving not only at the Ore Tobacco Company, Shell, and the public sectors in Sierra Leone, but also at the British American Tobacco Company in both Sierra Leone and Uganda. As a regulatory board, the commission will need to look at both the interests of the consuming public and the best interest of the service provider. I will draw on my experience in the private sector to ensure that the commission works effectively and efficiently to achieve the goals for which the institution was established. I will further ensure value for money and work assiduously for the success of the commission. I promise to draw on both knowledge and experience gained in other work situations to ensure financial accountability and transparency." Quotation closes, he said. Answering to further questions, Mr. Leslie Thomas said, and I quote, "I represent the Employers Federation on the commission. I have been nominated by the president to serve on the commission. As a private citizen, I will work in the best of the interest of the citizenry." Quotation closes. Recommendation. Five, recommendation. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the committee adjudged the following presidential nominees to be adequately qualified for their proposed appointments and are accordingly recommended to the House for approval. One, Dr. Simeon Owis Koroman, member, National Drug Law Enforcement Agency Advisory Council. Two, Mr. David Batten, member, Board of Directors, Bank of Sierra Leone. Three, Colonel retired Edmund Nathaniel Taylor, member, National Drug Law Enforcement Agency Advisory Council. Four, Mr. Mustafa Sisse, ex-official member, Independent Media Commission. Five, Engineer Festus Oba Jones, board member, Guma Valley Water Company. Six, Mr. Leslie Thomas, board member, Electricity and Water Regulatory Commission. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the 11th report is the unanimous decision of the committee. I therefore move that the 11th report of the 5th session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House, and that the recommendations made therein be approved. Honorable Leonard S. Fofana, Chairman.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I second the motion.
Honorable member, the question is that the 11th report of the 5th session of the Committee on Appointments of the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Yes, come back.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I think the presentation made in proposing these members for their final approval here has said it all. And I wouldn't want to waste the precious time of this honorable house, as well as the nominees who are now waiting to go and do the work for which they have been nominated. Having said that, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to entreat the House to quickly accept the report which has been made to this House by the leader of this House. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah, Bash.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to thank the Committee on Appointments for the recommendations made to this parliament. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, to the nominees, and you are coming in at an election period. Definitely, I want to caution you, especially the man going to IMC. We don't want to see IMC commissioners in party uniforms, galvanizing around party flag bearer candidates. Please, you should be an independent person, because in this process of elections, we rely on you. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that I joined the committee that we ratified the nominees. Thank you very much.
Franco.
Speaker, honorable members, if 5 distinguished CINMs are sitting before kings today and not mean men, it is because His Excellency the President has decided to borrow a leaf from Napoleon Bonaparte's policy of adopting, giving career open to talents. These are all men who have acquitted themselves well in life. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I would like, at this point, given the time I have at my disposal, to say a few words about one of the nominees, and who is Mustapha Cissé. Mustapha is a patriot. Mustapha is a patriot. There was a time, and because of his stand on democracy, when enemies of democracy decided to take evil to a level by inflicting serious injuries on him, but notwithstanding, he has on him, on the nominee, that notwithstanding, he has always kept the faith. For somebody to have served SLAD as Secretary General for 2 years, that person must be of a degree, of a pedigree that is not rampant. Mr. Speaker, I will, I will plead with the house to hasten his approval. Thank you.
Tony.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I equally will just make a very short one, but then among all of these nominees, I know all of them are good in their different areas. But then let me zoom out. Dr. Owies Kuruma. And to me, I look at this gentleman as equally so a philanthropist, a man who has done selfless job for this nation. My God, I think you know where I'm coming from. I'm not from that point. I tell you, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this man Adon, I'm not surprised if he's growing from one stage to the other. Indeed, he had helped this nation to really bring justice from his own profession. In a lot of things have been happening. We really could not tell what killed A, what killed B, but he professionally had helped the court for justice to really take its course. A man of this sort, if encouraged further, will do magic. So on that note, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm speedily calling on us all to speedily ratify this fine gentleman before this house. I thank you.
IB.
Speaker, I'm going to be very brief because time is not on our side and indeed not on your side as well. May I state, Mr. Speaker, that the nomination made by the President again is consistent with the fact that he understands humanity. These are all very important people who have made their marks in society and for which I congratulate them now that they have been given these various assignments. But I am going to state categorically that Dr. Owies Kuruma, who has worked assiduously to ensure that medicine becomes a very important component of our society, and who has not only trained young doctors in this country, but who has also sacrificed traveling the length and breadth of this country, digging up graves, giving reports, etc., etc. He is a man worth congratulating. He has served this nation well. Dr. Owies Kuruma, a cousin of mine, whom I will call old man, when both of us are together. But also importantly, he is a great academic. And what I don't want us to forget in this country is to undermine academia. He is a great academic, but a man who has also worked very, very seriously. People do not even know that he carries the rank of superintendent of police because he also works closely with the police force of Sierra Leone. We think that who has worked very well. Also important, Mr. Speaker, as I round up, Leslie R. Thomas is also a great friend of mine, a man who has worked throughout Africa, a man who has made a name for himself, and a man who is seen by many in society as a great worker. I want to remind him and remind myself that even as young men, we used to sit together and discuss the issues of this country. But I also hope that he has stopped smoking too rapidly. And I also know that he will do very well wherever he goes. And for the other gentlemen, I know your appointment was deliberate by the President, Dr. Ernest Bekoroba, simply because he realizes the fact that you have the capacity and you are capable of serving this nation well. Mr. Speaker, I will plead with my colleagues, and I will agree with Mr. Leader that we accept the President's nominees. Thank you very much.
Amsu Kai Kai.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the nominees that we have before us, as far as I'm concerned, have no problem with them. Because myself, being the member of the Appointments Committee, had the privilege of receiving all of their submissions. And I found nothing worthy as to cause them any harm from serving their country. In that regard, I ask the House, Mr. Speaker, to endorse them, the nominees of the President. I thank you.
Sir Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I would want to continue to dignify the statement made by the seconder of the motion that he trusts the recommendations of the committee and that you should, the House should also approve what has been put before them. I want to thank the honorable members who have contributed, and may I, on behalf the committee and myself, apologize to them that they do not have the relevant time to pay the tributes that they wanted to pay to the nominees that we have before us. I want to, however, take pride to say that you have done a good job, and for those who have spoken, they spoke for all of us. I thank you, and I wish that we approve the nominees speedily. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, honorable members.
Honorable members, the question is that the 11th report of the fifth session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House, and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service has been ratified.
Gentlemen, on behalf of Parliament, I wish to congratulate all of you and wish you well. And among them, Bine, there is an Edwardian whom I had the privilege to teach, Batin. So I'm sure he will do well. Typical of the school that he attended. Thank you very much. Yes.
Bill, Committee of Supply, the Minister of Finance and Economic Development, the Appropriation Act 2018, being an act to authorize expenditure from the Consolidated Fund for the Services of Sierra Leone for the year 2018 and other related matters. First allotted day.
Yes.
The House resolves into Committee of Supply.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Order. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I stand on SO 26.
Yes, go on.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that the Minister of Finance now discuss with members of Parliament in Committee Room 1 with respect to updates on the gratitude of members of Parliament prior to the presentation of the subcommittee reports.
Honourable members, there is a suggestion, and I'm putting the question to you, that having regard to certain things that concern members of parliament, and in view of the fact that what members of parliament want does have a bearing on the appropriation report, that members of parliament meet with the Minister of Finance in committee number one to discuss issues related thereto. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Yes, Mr. Leader. Yes.
Honorable members, this is a very important announcement for all members of parliament. There will be a pre-legislative meeting on the following bills when parliament adjourns today at 2 p.m. The Fertilizer Authority Bill and the Seed Certification Bill, both coming from the Minister of Agriculture and Natural Resources and Food Security.
Order.
Honorable members, if you don't attend this meeting, you will be failing at your own peril. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Tolly, sit down. Mr. Minister, so you are going to have a meeting with members of parliament in committee room number one. Honorable members, in the light of what has transpired just now, I'm adjourning the House to Wednesday, the 29th of November 2017 at 10 a.m.
Mr. Speaker,
sit down, everybody. Sit down, everybody. Yes, Mr. Leader. Mr. Leader, go on, quickly.
May I profusely apologize, Mr. Speaker, for the interruption. I just wanted to add that the committee meeting that is going to take place is not open to the public. Mr. Speaker, I hope I have your permission. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. That's very important, please. The meeting in committee room number one is exclusively for members of parliament. No strangers are allowed.